You ready for the word? The entrance of your word gives light, gives understanding to the simple. We're simple enough to receive it by faith and to outlive it in our lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. If you've got your Bibles with you, it'll be on the screen. Joshua chapter 5, verse 13. It says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, 'Are you for us or for our adversaries?' So he said, 'No, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, 'What does my Lord say to his servant?' Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, 'Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy.' And Joshua did so." Chapter 6, verse 1 to 5. "Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty men of valor. You shall march around the city, all you men of war. You shall go all around the city once. This you shall do for 6 days. And 7 priests shall bear 7 trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass when they made a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him.'" Verse 20 of chapter 6 of Joshua. "So the people shouted when the priests blew the trumpets. And it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." Father, as we turn to your word, we thank you, Holy Spirit. Give us listening ears, understanding hearts. Deposit in our hearts your word, that we will go forth from this place, Father God, knowing that we've heard from you, knowing, Lord God, that we go out different the way we came. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The title of my message this morning is Taking Our Jericho. You know, your Jericho could be a constant battle with fear. Your Jericho could be an unsaved loved one that you've been praying for. You've been praying for quite some time, in fact, probably for years, and you still haven't seen that breakthrough. Your Jericho could be a financial problem. You want to see a breakthrough. Your Jericho could be a relationship problem in the family. Your Jericho could be a deep desire in your heart that you haven't seen fulfilled as yet. And it could be a Jericho in your life. You see, the principle of taking our Jerichos, whether they're big or small, are always the same. We need to connect with the commander-in-chief. We need to recognize that he's the boss of the operation. Our success in taking our Jerichos begins with God. He's the great initiator. He's the one that is in charge of the operation. And don't start without him. Jericho is going to be the first place where you're going to see my power and glory. That's where it's going to be revealed. And so we find this man of all coming to terms with who is in charge. You see, Joshua is looking for answers. How should they proceed? What would they need to do? What is God's method of taking this city? And maybe you, in your situation, are looking for answers. What do I need to do to see a breakthrough in that situation in my life? What is it that I need to do to see that Jericho wall come tumbling down in my life? How do I handle this? What is the strategy that I need to put into place? Where do I start? And Joshua is told the number one strategy is not the strategy that he should be looking at, but the number one thing is to take your sandals off your feet, for the place you're standing on is holy. And the Bible says Joshua did so. You see, taking your sandals off your feet speaks of worship and submission. This brings deliverance when we submit to his authority in worship and submission. Not trying to do it in my own strength. And how many times have I tried to do it in my own strength? That's the same for you and me. To come before him in worship and submission. Joshua was walking around wondering, how can I do this? How can I take this God on a task of taking this city? Maybe you've thought about that. What do I need to put in place? Do I need to contact someone? Do I need to talk to someone? What do I need to do? How am I going to see this breakthrough? You see, under the leadership of Moses, Joshua had some amazing, amazing victory, battle victories. He saw some amazing victories under the hand of Moses. And based on his own experience, he's trying to work out a battle plan. Maybe he looked back, okay, this is the way we did it last time. I wonder if I can do it the same way this time as well. Isn't that the same that we do as well? We look at something that happened in the past and we think, okay, I've seen what God did that and that in my life. Maybe I need to put that same thing into operation in my life today. And we find Joshua. He meets a man standing next to him with his sword drawn in his hands. And this is what it says in chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? You're asking the wrong question, Joshua. So he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell to his face to the earth and worshipped. And he said, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to him, Joshua, take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Joshua said, are you for us? And sometimes says, God, are you really for me? Are you really on my side? Is your interest really for me? Do you fit into my plans? What did God say? Take your shoes off your feet, because the place that you stand on is holy ground. See, the shoes were man-made. And you cannot in any way come before God with mixed plans. I've got my idea, God. Can you mix it with my idea? Let's join our ideas together. You can't do it. You cannot mix your plans with God's plans. So the first thing we do is to come before him. I've got a situation that I want to see a breakthrough. The first thing I need to do, you know, the wonderful thing about Scripture, Holy Spirit brings these stories out because there are things, there's principles we need to learn and to apply for our lives to see the breakthroughs that we want to see. And so we see the first thing we need to do is to come before him in worship and submission. Praise God. We worship, and that's what we did this morning. The second thing is in Joshua 6, verse 1. It says, Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. None went out and none came in. What does that speak of? It speaks about binding the enemy's activities. That's what binding is all about. It brings an end of the coming and the going. It means that the enemy has suddenly become restricted. A bringing to an end of his activities in my life, in my situation. You know, Jesus made this comment, and it used an old English term, it behoves us to listen to what Jesus had to say. He said, whatever you bind on earth has already been bound in heaven. That's the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind, whatever you take prisoner, whatever you loose has been loosed and bound in heaven. In Luke 10, 19, I love this verse. Jesus made this comment. He said, I give you authority. I give you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing, hear me, nothing shall by any means hurt you. That word trample means trample with contempt. It doesn't mean tiptoe through the tulips. It means trample with contempt. I'm going to stand my ground. I am not going to let the enemy have any more inroads into my life, in my family, in my finances, in situations in my life that I'm going through. I've given you. Jesus said, you know, you may be thinking, well, I hope he has. I don't feel that he has. But what's his word say? I've given you. I've given you authority. Come on, church. I've given you authority. This is the words of Jesus. He said, I've given you authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions. You know what the scorpions do? They sting from behind. Have you heard words spoken behind your back? You have power, authority to trample upon those words that the enemy had tried to put upon your life. You see, when the enemies bring doubt, confusion and disorder, trouble, try to disrupt your life. It's time to face the fact, church. We need to become militant and take authority and bind the works of the enemy that is constantly trying to block my path, hold me back, put a lid over my life. We need to recognize the fact that we have been given authority. You see, when a people becomes united in spirit, standing in faith, you have an immediate effect on the enemy. No one went out. No one came in. You know, I love the verse in Ephesians 2:6. You know, Paul said, God has made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus at the right hand of the Father. The right hand speaks of authority. You and I, he didn't say to you, Jackson, where would you like to sit? Sit anywhere you like to sit. No, he says he has made you. Jackson, sit at the right hand of the Father in Christ. He has made us. See, God, Holy Spirit wants us to come back to what the Word says, not to what my circumstances tell me, not the way I feel. Let the Word speak to my situation. He has made me to sit in Christ at the right hand of the Father. That speaks about authority. And so I'm seeing the situation now from God's perspective. What I thought were giants were grasshoppers. What I thought was a mountain too hard to climb was simply a molehill I can just step over. I'm seeing it now from God's perspective. I did ask you this question last time. Are you looking up or looking down? Put up your hand if you're looking up. Put up your hand if you're looking down. Depends where you're seated. I'm looking down. I'm seeing it from God's perspective. I'm seeing that situation, that battle that I'm going through, that Jericho wall, from God's perspective. Not from my circumstances, not from the way I see it, but from God's perspective. And so we see here, it is so crucially important. Glennis and I have had many victories, both in our family lives, both in the situations in our lives when we had to take authority. And we saw amazing results that God did in our lives. Thirdly, this is amazing. The Lord said, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands. Isn't it amazing? Amazing in this situation. Not an arrow had been shot. Not a spear had been hurled. No one drew a sword. They hadn't yet moved. But God said, I have delivered Jericho into your hands. What is God saying to us in this? God wants you and I to think as he thinks. When we think as he thinks, then we will talk as he talks. God wants us to talk as he talks. Talk in victory. I've got to echo what God says. How many of us have said, well, I've tried that before, it doesn't work. It's too hard. It's difficult. I've got to echo what God says. This is what even Jesus said. Jesus, the Son of God, made this comment. He said in John 12, verse 49 to 50, for I have not spoken on my own authority. Jesus. But the Father who sent me gave me a command. What I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. In John 8, 28, I do nothing of myself. This is Jesus speaking. See, he relied totally on Holy Spirit working in his life, bringing the heart and mind of God to him. I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. Jesus echoed what the Father said. Talk victory. Talk victory. Talk victory. Oh, it doesn't work. Talk victory. I've tried it before. Talk victory. In 1 Corinthians 15, 57, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the devil wants you to talk defeat. He wants you to talk defeat. I can't do it. Don't ask me to do it. I can't do it. He wants us to talk defeat. Learn to talk victory. Learn to speak like a conqueror. You're not a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror. The work's done. You're more than a conqueror. And that's the word confession mean. Confession means say the same thing. Say what he said. And so God gives Joshua a rhema word, something Joshua can stand on. He is standing on the word that God had given him, take Jericho. Didn't Jesus do the same thing? He used the word when he was tempted in the wilderness. He said, it is written. It is written. You and I have got to find what is written about my circumstance and begin to declare it over my life, over my family, over my finances, in Jesus' name. So God said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hand. Jericho is yours, but you've got to possess it. I've given it now, but you go and possess it. Jericho is yours, now take it. Healing is ours. Financial breakthrough is ours. Holy Spirit is wanting us, church, to stand on the Word of God. What does the Word say about my situation? You know, a few years ago, I went to the doctor, said, let me feel your pulse. He said to me, you've got an irregular heartbeat. I don't know if we've got doctors here, but this doctor told me what can happen to me. Gave me the drill of what could happen with an irregular heartbeat. I walked out that room absolutely fearful. Goodness me. See, the enemy always attack you with fear. Every time you hear the news, he will attack you. The first thing he attacks you with fear. He'll make it seem worse than what it really is. And so I was a bit concerned about it, worried about it. So the next day, I happened to read the Bible again. And I read Psalm 73. That was my reading for the day. And in verse 26, it says, God is the strength of my heart and my fortress. So I stood on the word. God, you are the strength of my heart. In spite of what was said to me, I'm not going to ignore it, but I'm going to a higher source. You are the strength of my heart and my fortress forever. It says forever, by the way, forever. You are the strength of my heart forever. You know, you take the fact that this church is a prophetic church. It was prophesied that God will bring us to a place where we'll move no more. The church, the building we were in Paco Street, 57 Packerton Street. Can't get out of my mind. And the neighbours didn't like us. They'd get the lawyer onto me. They got the coppers onto me. They didn't want to have music at night. They didn't want us to have worship. They wanted to stop us. And so we prayed together, and God spoke through 1 Chronicles 79. 1 Chronicles 17, let me get it right, 17 verse 9. I will bring you to a place where you'll move no more. I'll bring you to a place where you'll move no more. He brought us to a 15-acre property, so there's room for expansion. Hallelujah. Don't think this is the ultimate. This is the beginning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. There's more to come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fourthly, Joshua 6, verse 4, and seven priests shall bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the Lord, before the ark. But the seventh day shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. Notice that? Seven times, seven priests, seven trumpets, 7 days, full of sevens. Not that seven is magical. It's spiritual. It's saying something. It's symbolic. It's saying something for us to take hold of. There is a divine principle at work here, but we need to grasp it if we're going to be successful in seeing answers to our breakthroughs. God said, take Jericho. So they took Jericho by going around. Sorry. They took Jericho by going around. Every day, for one day, for each day, and on the seventh day, they march around seven times. Around their Jericho. Every time you and I pray for our Jericho, about our Jericho, it's like going around the walls. Every time. I'm going around in prayer. I'm going around my Jericho and in prayer. Every time I pray, I go around the walls again and again. Every time does it. Every prayer does its job. Around the first time, something is happening. You may not see it. You may not feel it. You may not sense it. But something is happening to that Jericho. Something always happens when we pray in the Spirit. Always. There's a shaking. There's a loosening. You know, don't get discouraged, church, when nothing seems to be happening in your life about your Jericho. You may say, well, Pastor Phil, that's great. How do I know? How do I know when you've gone around seven times? Seven is the number of completion. It's the number of perfection. It's seeing the thing through. But we fail so often, we give up. You know, this is a true story. Good things happen in South Australia. This person had a opal little plot, not much bigger than this area here, digging for opals. Kept on digging, week after week. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Suddenly these two old ladies came next to him. You want to sell this block? Yeah, you can buy it off us. Gave it a cheap price. They started digging. Digging. 150 millimetres. Is that 6 inches? That's about 6 inches. 150 millimetres. They struck rich opal and became very rich. The man stopped too soon. Just imagine if he kept on going. But he stopped too soon. You may be given a God-given a burden to pray for someone. You will know when you've done your seven times. The burden lifts. You find that your prayer turns to praise and your petition turns to thanksgiving to the Lord. There's a whole change of atmosphere that takes place. You know, there's missionaries set up a compound in North Africa on a small mountain. At the bottom of the mountain, an Arab set up a bakery, had this building set up a bakery to make dough in readiness for making bread in the morning. So every night you would hear this thump, 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 thump of this machinery. Every night. You could hear this thump, the echoing. Then suddenly one night, the whole building came tumbling down. It just crashed, absolutely crashed, came tumbling down. But you see, the foundation started to weaken at the first thump. The first thump, the foundation started to weaken. Same with your prayers. You can't see it, you can't feel it. You can't taste it, but something is happening. Question. Here's the question. What brought the walls down? Was it the march or was it the shout? Anyone for the march? Anyone don't know? Anyone for the shout? Anyone like to guess? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. The Bible says, by faith, the walls came tumbling down. It was the faith that brought the walls down. The faith that brought the walls down would not have been there without the marching around. The marching around was doing something for their faith. As they marched around day after day, their faith was rising and rising and rising until they were ready. Same with your prayers. Same with your prayers. Your faith is rising as you continue to pray. Now, I've shared this testimony before, but because it's my testimony, I can share it again. Is that all right? You know, I had a problem with smoking. I couldn't give up smoking. And I knew that God can set me, just have to click his fingers and immediately I'll be set delivered. But I didn't have the faith to believe there and then. So Holy Spirit said to me, confess the word. So Romans 6, when Jesus died, I died with him. When Jesus was buried, I was buried with him. When Jesus rose from the grave, I rose with him in newness of life. What was left in the tomb was my old life, the grave clothes. So every day, not three times a day, 100 times a day. Here's the point. I never fought the habit. I simply built my faith. Galatians 2:20 was another verse. It's no longer a lie that live, but Christ that lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and delivered himself up for me. So every day I would confess it. 3 weeks later, something clicked in my spirit. Went home, I said, Glennis, the Bible says if two of you agree on earth as touching anything, you'll be agreed in heaven. So we agreed together and I was instantly delivered. I knew it was. We smelt the spirit of nicotine leave my body. Any habit, be careful. Any habit, there's a spirit behind it. I remember baptizing a girl. She was 15 years of age. She just bit her nails all the time. It was just red all over. Even in the baptism font, she's biting. She said, I want to see you in 3 weeks' time. I want to see your nails because God's going to deliver you. She was instantly healed. 3 weeks later, look, Pastor, look at my nails. God is on the move, as Pastor Lee said. We're seeing the move of God already. We're seeing people healed already. We're seeing answers to prayers already taking place in this church. Hallelujah. By faith. They marched around the city. Then God said, right, time to shout. In Joshua 6, verse 20, the people shouted with a great shout. See, that word shout in Hebrew is the word trua. And it means to raise a shout of joy, a shout of victory, to boast that my God reigns. You think it's time that Gateway Church starts shouting at times? To shout? Hey, you think we're a bit quiet? My blood is laid for a brother and your father. You see, shouts a weapon. Shouts a weapon. Shouts a weapon. I was brought up in a church, if you made a noise, everyone would look at you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Then I joined the Mad Pentecostals. And we haven't stopped shouting since. Praise God. You see, the shout is a weapon against the enemy. You boast that, my God, reigns. But listen to this. Have you ever thought that the great shout could well have been a shout coming from heaven and joining earth's shout? Let me read to you from Psalm 47, 1 to 5. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on! Need a bit of reaction in this place. For the Most High God is awesome. Our God is awesome. He is a great king above all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom he loves. Selah. Pause and think. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of the trumpet. So when the people shouted alarm, it released the shout from heaven. And when the shout from heaven and the shout from earth came together, the walls fell down flat. When heaven's shout kisses earth's shouts, the power and the authority of God breaks down walls. It's that in the destruction of Jericho, God's weapon of choice to destroy the city was the truer, the great shout. Let me make this final point. Bevan's looking at me, so I better make this final point. It is so easy to give up before we get to the point of shouting because we're not seeing something happening. You see, if we're going to take our Jerichos, we've got to learn to go around and around and around. Come on, church. This is practical. This is practical. Go round and round and round. My focus is not on the situation. My focus, our eyes are on you. My focus is on you. I'm going round and round and round. My situation, my Jericho, in Jesus' name. Paul says this. He says, it's faith that endures. It's faith that perseveres. Paul says it like this. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without giving up, without ceasing, and then he will show us when it's time to shout. And we'll see the victory won and the walls come tumbling down and the Lord will be glorified. God is glorified when his children walk in victory, when his children see his word fulfilled in their lives. God is glorious and glorified when he sees you and I refuse to bow to the dictates of the enemy, to the lies of the enemy. That is not going to work. See, the enemy kept saying to me, listen, enjoy it. You might as well enjoy your smoking. And, you know, as a pastor said to me, one minister said to me, very encouraging, he said, smoking won't get you to hell, but you sure smell like you've been there. So I said, so I thought, well, the best place to smoke is the toilet. sorry, folks. Look at this from a practical point of view. This is practical. Come before him in worship and submission. Secondly, take authority. Bind that thing. Bind that spirit behind it. You have authority. Remember that. Talk victory. Don't talk defeat. Talk to victory. Jericho is mine. That is mine. That financial breakthrough is mine. That relationship breakthrough is mine. That situation is mine. We take authority in Jesus and pray in faith. It's faith that pleases God. And remember, every time you pray, you're walking around your Jericho. Hey, this week, there's going to be some victories take place in this house. Victories, things that have been holding on to you, things that you've been struggling with, things that you've been saying, God, I need a breakthrough. This week, in Jesus' name, you will see the victory. Amen. Why don't we close our eyes for a moment? Father, we just want to thank you for the practical way that you bring the Word of God to us, that we can take it to heart, that we can see the principles that you have laid down, and as we apply them to our lives, we will walk victorious. We will see victory. We will see the breakthroughs we've been looking for. And Father, I just pray for any here that don't know you personally, or maybe they made a decision before, but they know in their hearts they need to come back to you, close to you again, like they used to. And if there's any here, well, every head is bowed and every eye closed. Maybe you're saying, I need to give my life to Jesus. This morning, I want to give my life to Jesus. Maybe you're here and you're saying, I want to get closer to God like I used to be. If that's you this morning, well, every head is bowed and every eye closed, just put your hand up. Let me pray for you and put it down. One has, two. Anyone else? Three. Thank you, Lord. Another one. Thank you, Lord. I want to get closer to you. I want to get closer to you today. Another one. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Why don't we all say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that I can come before you. I pray in Jesus' name. that you'll forgive me of all my sins. I truly repent of my sins. I thank you that when Jesus died on the cross, my old life died with him. When Jesus rose from the grave, I rose in newness of life with him. From this moment on, Holy Spirit, please help me now to live my life for you.
We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.